These are other components which the blood was brought into the Beis Hamikdash. These are korban chatas. The korban chatas is talking about either if a kohen gadol paskened wrong and filed his psak, or Bezdin made a mistake and Roiv of Klai Yisrael or Roiv of Hashavit filed their psak. And Seirim is when Avodah Zarah, when Roiv of the same people or Bezdin, Kohen Gadol or Bezdin made a mistake in respect to Avodah Zarah. So the meat would not be eaten, it would be burnt. Not only that, but the blood we sprinkle inside the Beis Hamikdash. We toss them about some people, Domim Klishos about Safin. The Shkita, like every Kodesh Kodoshim, was in the north, and the receiving the blood was also with the person standing with the holy vessel, also in the northern part of the Azara. Domim Ton Azara bin Al Parochis. This went in the Beis Hamikdash. Did not go into the Kodesh Kodoshim, but was sprinkled on the Parochis. One time on top, seven times on the bottom. And on the Mizbech Azov, also on the Mizbech Azov, the four corners of the Mizbech Azov. And Maton Achaz Mei Makov, it's also over here, if they did not sprinkle all these times, the korban is not kosher. Shiyor Adam V'Shoif El Yisoid Marovish Mizbech Achitzoin. It would also be the leftover blood after all the sprinkling was done would be poured on the base, the western hole on the base of the outside Mizbeach. If you didn't do that, the korban still kosher. Eilav Eilav Nisrov Beis Adoshim. These two korbanos, the one of Yom Kippur and the other Par and Sir Hanisrofim, their bodies would be burnt in the Beis HaDashim or someplace outside of the city.